nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
It's too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Atlanta's longest-running, most-respected money show on radio. I am Teddy Parrish, and I got the good doctor here sitting next to me.
It's good to be here.
With Dr. Gene Hensler and Benjamin Quill.
Yes. Back from Michigan. I want you to know everybody should be happy when I go away to a cool place because the temperature here in Atlanta gets nice and cool. Remember when I up to Michigan and the temperatures got cool? I made a trip out to the out west to the Broadmoor, temperatures got cool. They were in the low 80s. Mm-hmm. And I'm due to go to Wisconsin on the 19th, folks, so you can look forward to a cool spot.
You may have to leave
a
little early. I don't know. It's pretty warm today.
I should leave now, right? It'll cool down for everybody. It's good to be here. Yeah. TP, what we got on the economic front?
I had a few things that came out this week. You got, the big one was the ISM services index. Out of all of the ones that were reported, it actually saw a jump from 56 up to 58.7.
That's a big move, really.
Yep. Anything over 50 is expansionary.
Right.
So, and that's non-manufacturing services. So services represent a huge part of the economy, so that's good. It shows things are
The new orders rose significantly on that.
Yep.
Factory orders were up.
Mm-hmm.
After they were down the month before. This is such a yo-yo economy. I just tell you, everything's bouncing up and down and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm just glad to see, the consumer kind of hang in there because the summer's pretty slow. Other than
chain store sales were up a little bit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody and their brother was at the mall this weekend, weren't they?
Yeah.
It was
back to
school, and it was tax free.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this past weekend.
My wife said, "Hey, you want to go to the mall?"
No,
I don't think so. If I was in the mood to buy a car, it might be the time to do it, but it's not eligible, I find out.
So in theory, we made it through the slow period, and now we're
I would think so. People are back to school, and people, I guess, drive a whole heck of a lot more by any indication of the roads, isn't it? I might not. Mm-hmm. Does everybody drive their kids to school, or what's the deal?
A lot of people do, I tell you.
Lots do.
It's
a big traffic problem. Getting to work. That's why I'm late sometimes. Hope you'll excuse that.
If you didn't live up in the mountains, for Christ's sake, live in Chattanooga, commute every day. What do you drive a very economical, good mileage car?
I bought this spring I got a hybrid, a Ford Fusion hybrid.
Yeah, that's a nice car.
And I've enjoyed it.
That's
about
a nice
40
car.
Miles. They advertised a little bit excessively. I'm getting about 40.
40.
But,
The guy that was just in the Wall Street Journal, the guy who's head of NASCAR or whatever it is?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He drives Ford Fusion. He drives the Platinum.
Yeah.
There's some addition on that.
Yeah.
So what can I say? Hey, good looking car. Good. Yeah. I drive 1.2 miles to work.
Mm.
And I probably spend as much on fuel as you do driving there from the mountains.
Probably.
It's not a consideration for me in the mountains for the car. Mortgage applications were up, and it's all refinance. In fact, refinancing.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going on.
Well, back down. The 10-year's back down.
Well, it's what? The 30-year is 4.27.
2.45. On the 10-year, which is...
No, I'm talking about the 30-year mortgage.
For the 30-year mortgage,
yeah. 4.27,
that's right. That's right.
And it actually jumped, and you're right, the 10-year dropped four bips.
So I don't know if it was weak comparisons. I don't know. I don't see it. We need to change this and put the volume change on here. I think they're going week to week, so if it falls the week before, it's an easier comparison the next week.
Okay.
I don't know if that
All
makes
right,
a
we'll
difference.
Take a look at that.
Yeah.
The trade deficit narrowed to 41.5. What effect does this have on GDP?
If exports go up, it increases GDP.
So, but if
imports go up, if the deficit shrinks, it's better for GDP because exports are going
That's
up.
That's right. Exports go up more than imports go up.
Okay. And considering that Putin just put a ban on U.S. chicken. We might be in trouble.
Why?
Actually, Tyson's is only down 1% today. I mean, Russia's a big importer of poultry, right?
Yeah, but it's not as much as it used to be. You know that they used to import 40% of our chicken? I think it's down to 7%.
Well, it must not be that big because Tyson's isn't having a big reaction to it.
Well, it seems to me that if Russians won't buy them chickens, we have to in order to encourage us to buy those chickens. What do they have to do?
Drop the price.
So I'm waiting for boneless.
Yeah. Stock up, right?
Boneless chicken thighs to go on sale.
Did you clear your freezer out?
I've been eating out, Teddy. That's a good question. I have been eating out of the freezer for the last month now, and there is actually room in there to put something now.
I got something for you. I got a 2-pack of mangrove snapper for you.
Ooh.
I forgot to bring it today. I'll bring it tomorrow.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. I'll swap that out for a pound of perch because I'm going back to where I'm going. Oh. I'm going to Perch City. I'm going up there to Sheboygan, and I'll bring back perch.
Cool. Sounds like a win.
It's a food show. In case you tuned in, we changed the motif here. Jobless claims fell.
Yeah, they're below 300,000 again, and the 4-week average is actually below 300,000, which is good. I mean, I guess that portends for a good employment number.
Hope so. And Ben, you were talking about rates. You said 10 years fell. How did the other ones do?
Let's see. We've got the 2-year. It's sitting at 0.46%, right? Yeah. And that's
it's down from a high of 0.56 in July.
Right. Yeah. How's that for 2-year money? And the 5-year, 1.64%. And the 30-year, lock it up for 30 years, 3.26%.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the corporations are doing.
And you can't blame them. If I needed to issue some debt, I'd be out there.
There's a lot of big bets on the Treasury, actually, the rate going up. That ultra-short 20-year Treasury, TBD, I think is the name of the ETF, a double short, actually saw huge inflows over the past 2 weeks. So people haven't gotten enough of trying to short the Treasury market.
Look, I've been short the Treasury market for, 20 years now?
Don't talk about that.
since when the 30-year Treasury fell below 5%, I have predicted that interest rates would go back up. So you can go check your fucking Wagnalls to figure out what was that? Probably about 2000. And then by the time you and I went to the Ryder Cup in Valhalla, 2006, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the stock market. We had a jump last week because we were finally back in the green again for the year.
We never dropped below.
Hold on,
we were 3.08.
Was it the Dow that?
The Dow was got to even right on the year, even. Or maybe
yeah,
a hair.
Okay. Yeah.
But the S&P's still up.
Right? We're down over 4.5% from the top. So we're closing in on a 5% correction.
Which we don't even count as anything.
Yeah, but do you know that we had 9.2% corrections in I think the past 2 years. So the argument is we haven't had a big correction.
2% is a hiccup.
No, but look.
It's not
the argument a correction. The argument is we haven't had a severe correction, but we've had many corrections.
Since 2011 was the last 10% pullback. I mean, that's officially a correction. So.
Yeah. Last week was pretty bad. Worst weekend since 2011, right?
Yeah, I mean,
It put July negative.
Yeah.
You know what it did, folks, and I don't know why you are smiling out there. We bill at the end of the month, and the market just dropped like crazy. Dropped like a lead balloon.
We weren't smiling, were we?
We weren't smiling. I was thinking, oh, there goes. I was saying, no, because I was feeling bad for the employees. There went their bonuses. No bonus whatsoever this month.
So year to date, we're still up 3.08%.
Yeah, which I think
on the S&P.
But we've had, I've had a couple of clients, a little pullback. People still get nervous, but this is not, what's the bigger picture? I mean, what are we saying? What does the market look like today?
Yeah. Well, geopolitical tensions can get a little worse than they look like they're about to get a little worse, but still, I think we have thicker skin and understand that these
things.
We
got Ebola right here in Atlanta.
Yep.
If I predicted that last year, you guys have been freaking out.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Here's what I like about this. I see all these officious people say, there's no problem whatsoever. Why are they wearing those suits?
Yeah.
And remember, the CDC really has a good record this last year.
Well, they just lost some anthrax, didn't they?
How many I'm serious now. How many out-of-control viruses have gotten loose over there this year? Two of them.
Well, that was the anthrax. What was the other one? Or do you remember?
No, I can't remember. But one of them they had in a box in the basement.
Oh, they found smallpox?
Something bad. I mean, people got fired over it. It's bad enough. We say, you know, the CDC says it's safe. Oh, okay. That's like the Veterans Administration saying we give good health care.
That's a good one.
Or at least timely health care. Uh-huh. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of company news, Ted. All right, quick earnings. AIG coming back, roaring back.
Yeah. Pretty good when you start with the home clean slate.
That Ace Greenberg wins a ton of money from the United States government.
Yeah.
I predict he wins that case.
Yeah. Well.
That's a guy who got screwed out of his ownership.
Yeah.
And he did get screwed out of his ownership.
Right.
Did nothing wrong. Coach, now here's a surprise.
Yeah.
Coach, better than expected revenue and profit because Coors, who did not have.
Oh, Coors, they said it was a wonderful quarter.
Their margin. Profit margin went down.
As Coors begins to expand in the same manner that Coach did when you go to these outlets and everything, it's going to become tougher and tougher. I happened to go into a Coors over the weekend. And
where?
It was packed down in Orlando.
Was it an outlet store?
Yeah, it was in a mall. It had a feel of an outlet store, but it was more boutique-ish, so it wasn't reduced prices or anything. But they're ramping up. I mean, you know, they had a store on the outside boutique edge and inside. Also, they also had a store at the same location. So that's crazy. But the stores were congested, you know. So.
Well, I always see when I go to, and that don't go as often as I used to, but I used to go to that one up in Delonica, when I had the house in the lake, I always stop by and try and get a polo shirt for a dollar, you know, stuff like that. And Coach was always packed.
Yeah.
It was always packed. It was to the point where you didn't want to go into the store.
Right.
So, and usually with, and this is interesting, foreign buyers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where in the heck all the Oriental folks find a store in Delonica, Georgia, but they sure did. Right. All right. Another going with CVS, man. They're going right along.
Great numbers.
Up 11%.
Yeah, their pharmacy benefit was actually, segment was actually up 30%. And that was, there's no funny business in those numbers.
Yeah. Disney.
Great numbers. Stock was flat. I can't believe that.
I don't know. Well, they got Captain America did great. But the big thing about it is that everything is rolling there. Besides the movies, the parks are going good.
The parks. I mean, the attendance merchandise is up big time, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey. 20th Century Fox had a good quarter as well. Same thing with Disney. You know, their network sports and movies did well.
Viacom. Is that HBO? Do they own HBO?
20th Century Fox?
No, that's Time Warner, right? They just pulled the deal.
Well, they pulled that deal, and Time Warner stock fell 10 or 12%, and Fox's went up.
Right. They were talking about the people.
Yeah, I was talking with somebody Saturday who, they will be not mentioned, but who works for Time Warner, and I said, sell.
Yeah.
Oh no, they're gonna hold on for the thing. He lost 10%. Boom. I gotta tell you. Listen to Dr. Gene when he talks about that. Teddy and I know when they start talking this stuff, and it gets to within like about 5 or 10% of the price. Get out.
Yeah.
Take the money.
Because are you gonna wait around for a year for the whole thing to accumulate, and all you're gonna make is that 10%.
Small premium. Mm-hmm. And something could happen in the meantime.
That's great. Yeah. Anything could happen in the meantime. So that's Fox doing well across the board. Viacom.
They didn't do so well.
No. Now, it's interesting. Are they more dependent on just a single movie or something like that?
They have films. Films is a big part of their operation. And, you know, they have some broadcasting as well, but films is a primary for them. Didn't do too well. I mean, every movie can't be a winner.
Well, not many of them were this summer. They were talking. It was a very, very low amount of total
blockbuster. Total sales overall.
Yeah. There wasn't much out there. And then this last week, what came up? The Gladiator. What was it? It's sort of a cartoon thing. It's got a raccoon as one of the guys.
No.
The Gladiators or something. It's a space movie.
Is it?
Come on.
I don't know. Wasn't the Ninja Turtles?
No. You know, there's human beings in it, too. So whatever. It was based off a cartoon. You know, what do you call them? A comic book. Yeah. Stuff like that. ICE, which is local, they purchased New York Stock Exchange, has higher earnings, I would think.
Yep.
I would think volumes up, et cetera, and stuff like that. So congratulations. That is a local company. What are the other local companies like Coke? And Coke did report, didn't they?
Yeah.
And it wasn't very good.
Nope.
What about Home Depot? Did they report?
I don't think so. I might be wrong, but I think they're a little later. They're coming up. Might be wrong, but I'm 75% sure it's coming up.
Okay.
Home Depot and Lowe's.
They'll hit the list when they come in.
Yeah.
Take a short break. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.